You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot. Live from magic-works.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv. This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live from the city of New York, where I think the Soviet troops are just outside the bridge. So I don't know. Let's see if we can keep going before they get here. This is an interesting little city that's going through a revolution that nobody notices, because it's all in some guy's mind, you know. It's just very funny to me that these people are trying to take the capitalist capital of the world and turn it into Leningrad. To me, it's just, I find that very funny. But it won't affect you and me. We'll still get together every Wednesday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. Don't forget Pacific time. I don't want to leave Governor Newsom out. And we are going to spend the next hour looking through the tarot and taking calls from around the world and see what we can do to shine some light on things that are going on in people's lives. I've got a couple of things I need to talk to you about first, and they're very nice things, by the way. This is a fascinating shaving brush in the shape of a skull. I don't know if you can see that clearly enough there. And I was lucky enough to get my hands on one of these. And I put a thing up on Twitter saying that tonight I'll explain how you can have that. That can be yours if you want it. All you need to do is, I mean, obviously, if you use a, if you're interested in a shaving brush, obviously you use shaving soap. And as you know, because I mention it ridiculously a lot, I make my own shaving soap. I was compelled to do that when inflation during the last administration kicked the price of manufacturing cheap shaving soaps, and I don't mean cheap, I mean inexpensive. That's a hideous vernacular, isn't it? So that the three really top affordable shaving soaps went out of business. They couldn't, these people don't, people who don't understand business don't understand profit margins. I'll give you an example. By law, we have rent regulations here for a lot, for about a million apartments. And people keep trying to take that to court and say it's an illegal taking, and it doesn't work, because in exchange for that, the building owners get something. They get a guaranteed, and now listen, if you're in business, this is going to blow your mind. They get a guaranteed 7.5% profit margin. See, and if they don't get that profit margin, they can raise their rents. But there are people who think that that's a lousy profit margin because they don't understand business. I remember I told this once to a restaurant owner, and he just looked at me and he was silent for a moment and said, I would kill for a 7.5% profit margin. You know, so it's a good deal, you know, but people don't understand that, you know, they're talking about, oh, freeze the rent, the evil building owners. They use that feudal term, landlord, which I despise. But it's this is what's going on here in New York. We go through this upheaval every few years because ignorance prevails. Grocery stores, for instance, work on about a 1% to 2% profit margin. Think about that one. I would never get into a business like that. But, you know, if that's the business, you know, you do it. So I'm in the tarot business, which has no overhead. So, you know, my profit margin, I do away with it. I do, like today, I mean, everybody who calls to get a reading is going to be charged $85. Yeah, right. It's free. It's all free. I don't charge for that. I charge for private readings. And if a person says, well, I can't pay that, I say, what do you want to pay? You know, I see, I'm an interesting kind of capitalist. I don't let money get in the way. You know, and I don't care. I'll do it free. You know, I've done plenty of readings free for people, not just here on Ask One Radio, which it would be horrible if you called in and then you found you got a bill, right? No, this is completely free. And I know, you see, you're supposed to pay for occult work. And there's no reason not to. But if I don't want to take your money, you're not going to pay me. You know, you can knock the door down and demand to pay me. If I don't want your money, you're not going to pay me. Obviously, there are things in life that I do not do for money. Making shaving soap is not one of the things I do for money. You know, but anyway, we were talking about profit margins. The profit margin of things like Williams shaving soap was so low that when the inflation rate hit 9%, they couldn't afford to continue. Well, here's this. I started making my own shaving soap. It was remarkably easy to do. It's a beautiful shaving soap. I have four different types of shaving soaps now. You can go to tiny.cc/Mojo Soap, capital M, capital S, one word. But this skull shaving brush, which is like a $13 to $15 value, a badger hair brush, not synthetic. I will give it to you if you buy six soaps. See, that's the deal. You get six of my shaving soaps, which are not only affordably priced, but at eBay, where you'll find my soaps, make an offer. Forget the list price. You know, like I said, obviously, I don't do this for money. So if you want to pay less, pay less, and you'll get that free. The other thing is, not since I only have one, you know, that's going to be a problem for everybody else who may want one, but I also have this wonderful 3.5-inch button, which says, I do it the old-fashioned way, and it shows a straight razor and a mug. And the mug there is the one I've been using for 50 years. Think about that. It's a United States bicentennial shaving mug I got back in 74, in 2 years before the bicentennial. Gosh, and I can't believe that I still have it with me. So I just wanted to let you know that if that shaving brush in the shape of a skull interests you and you want it and you shave this way, get over to emojoacademy.org and look at the soap selection there, and then that'll direct you to eBay, where you can make an offer and pay what you want to pay, and I'll consider any offer, and then I will whoever is the first person to get six soaps will get that brush. Everybody else will get that button, but you know, even if you buy one, you know, I'm giving a little incentive. Anyway, that's the thing I said I would tell people about today, and I put a little notice on Twitter about that, and it got a little attention, and by little I mean very little attention. I did a thing about a kid who got shot after the prom, and that got hundreds and hundreds of hits, which for me is a tidal wave on Twitter because people don't pay attention to me on Twitter, but that they got. I put a picture of my late wife in court defending David Crosby, and that just hit 2,000 views. So, you know, I make my presence known now and then, but mostly I do things because I enjoy doing them. I only made the shaving soap for myself, and then it occurred to me that other people might want it, and I started selling it. I mean, my base price was $4.99. Now, what do they look like? You see, they're like this. They come in a tin. And I'll show you, because those of you who understand how this stuff works will get it. This is the soap. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? That'll last you a long time. And at $4.99, you're never going to find anything like that. And I'm telling you, you'll pay less if you want. I'll take less, you know, because like I said, only 5% of men shave with this stuff. So I'm certainly not doing this to fatten my bankroll, you know. Fortunately, I am in a pretty good shape financially, so I can, I don't have to soak people for everything that comes down the road. You know, there are some people who charge for every damn thing that happens, but no, not me. And again, that was a joke when I said, if you get a reading tonight, you'll be charged $85. First of all, I don't think I ever charged $85 for a reading in my life, no matter what, you know. And I've cut, if you go to my website, magic-works.com, magick-works.com, and you want to get a reading with me, which I have been woefully negligent about doing because I've been going through, well, I guess you'd call it living hell, but I'm coming through to the other side, as the Doors would say. Look at my prices for a private reading and then cut them in half. Because ever since the inflation hit, I cut those prices in half. And I'm leaving it that way. You know, like I said, I look at me. Do I look like I'm hungry? I'm pretty well fed. So, you know, this is you're not going to believe this. You're going to think I'm pulling your leg. But this weekly appearance here is the highlight of my week. I get so much energy out of this. I have to be someplace very early tomorrow morning, and it ain't going to happen probably because I get so much energy that I'm not going to get to sleep tonight. So, you know, I'll reschedule. I'm babbling. I know you can see that, but I just want to tell you, go to mojoacademy.org and look at the soaps there, the shaving soaps, and the page about shaving and my book about shaving. I did it today. I shaved earlier today using my own soap. Marvelous, just marvelous. You look at my blog, which you can find easily, Reverend Elliot's blog. Just search for that. I've got a 2,300 word essay about a new razor blade. Yeah, I'm a little bit fanatical about this stuff, but it's manly. So I enjoy it. I do make a soap for the ladies. I know women do some shave work. Leggies and all that, and I'm actually improving that. I have an improvement in the works, which I'll be announcing soon. But I named that after my wife, Sandra's Supreme Shaving Soap. And it has no scent in it, so it won't conflict with any scents that the beautiful ladies use. So you take a look at mojoacademy.org has a few pages there that you might find interesting. Among them is the Mojo Brothers Shaving Soap. Take a look at that. Because that is a labor of love. That is truly a labor of love. I so enjoy making that and mailing it out. And I enjoy doing this. I've been reading tarot cards since, I would say, seriously, since the early 80s. So I never cease to be amazed by these cards. They blow my mind, you know. That's to use that expression. And speaking of again, I showed you this last week. This is a gumball tarot. These are teeny weeny little tarot cards in here with a paper that you can lay them out on. It's a marvel. They used to sell those in gumball machines in the late 60s, early 70s at head shops. Now, if you don't know what a head shop is, you're younger than I am, that's for sure. And they were on very flimsy paper. This is why it's very rare to find an original set of the vending machine tarot. But I came across one in the most unexpected place. I don't want to talk about that, but I did. And I scanned them, and I restored them, and I put them on cardstock. So these are not going to crumble like they did in the 60s. And I put them in capsules here. You can see that too, either at mojoacademy.org or magic-works.com. That's magic with a K, by the way, M-A-G-I-C-K. I spend my time making these things. Here, this is a calculator. Look at that beauty. That is three dials that rotate. It's not the dial of destiny. That bombed at the box office, didn't it? Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But it is something that if you know how to use it and you do magic rituals to enhance your life, that will tell you the right time and day to do the ritual. And I make those. It's just everything I do, I learned in kindergarten arts and crafts. It's called neoteny, folks. That's a word you should look up, neoteny. Because that's probably the biggest problem in the world today. But it's my strength. It's, hey, look, what can I tell you? You know, we're all in this together, right, folks? So why don't we get to the readings now before I babble and my head falls off? Let's ring that magic gong, first of all. And as I tried to say last week, but my teeth wiggled, I guess. The significance of that is we're gong do to show now. Let's ring a bell three times to declare sacred space. And now we'll draw back the curtain on the magical window and get to our first reading. And that is Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Robert. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
Oh. Yeah, me too. Just hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm having all kinds of trouble with bureaucracies. My wife passed away, and that's hard enough, but the bureaucracies are insane. They're just crazy. Right. And yeah. I can't convince them that I am who I am. So I got to take care of that again and again and again.
Right.
But I'm determined to succeed. So how are you doing? What's up in your life that you want to look at?
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of wives passing away, my wife recently passed away.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm sort of looking for clarification. What am I supposed to do now and things like that?
You know, I've got a friend just two doors away on where I live who went through this a number of years ago, and I haven't yet had a chance to talk to him, but I don't know. I guess it's different for everybody. I knew one guy who had a couple of children in their teens, and his wife passed away, and he killed himself. You know, and left them orphans. You know, now I can't imagine doing that. Can you?
Yeah. That's not.
No, you know, this is horrible. But you know, it's so difficult to deal with.
It is. Yeah.
Would you like to have a specific question looked at, or do you want me to just see what the cards show?
Show what the cards.
Okay, I'll shuffle them up, and we'll think about your question, which is kind of an open-ended question, really. You just want to look at the situation, right?
Right, yeah.
That's fine.
See what's coming.
Okay, now let me cut the deck, and... the Three of Cups is an interesting card to get here because that is about getting what you need through your friends.
Right. Yeah.
And that friends can be supportive. So if you can, if you can tap into that, it'll be very good. The Seven of Cups here is about a confused mind. I don't mean an addled mind. I mean a mind that's filled with various things. I happen to like the state of that card because it means a person has too many thoughts and ideas. But I'd rather have too many ideas than no ideas at all. So you know that's just me.
Yeah.
But that's what I see there. The Queen of Coins is here. that relates to money and handling money well. The empress is here. That's a woman who is creative and can get things done. Somebody may come through to help you here. Your ultimate thing here, underneath it all, is the Ten of Cups, which is there's a rainbow and a family and happiness. This represents a happy home and joy, which, you know, if you're like me, is the furthest thing from your mind right now. But this will come out okay according to these cards. You know, there's money coming. In my case, my Social Security benefits are going to go up, which is, you know, whoopee, right? It's good news. Yeah. I'd rather have her back, you know, but.
I know what you mean there.
The star is here. That's a card of hope and optimism. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, these are the kind of messages that are like bromides, you know, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, you know, we don't need to hear that, you know, I believe, but I do see things are going to work out well. The Ace of Swords is here. Now, that's fascinating because that will symbolize. I showed you that card. I told you about the card, the Seven of Cups, which was a kind of disorganized thought process. A lot of thoughts. This is the sword. The Ace of Swords is about the beginning of a new way of thinking.
Right.
Your mind is changing and growing.
Right.
And things coming. There's good things coming your way. Which is this card, the Three of Rods. You know, there are things in your life that amount to seeds you planted, and they are going to come back to you. Not soon, but not long either. So I've got more swords here and swords here. And I see. Now, the Ten of Swords is a fascinating card. I'll stop with that one. That means the worst in life has happened to you, and you're gonna get through it. You're gonna get up and rise up.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, well, but it's again, these are like bromides, in my opinion. You know, but it's good to see. I mean, if anything hideous was here, I would tell you. But now here's another one: the King of Coins. You had a Queen with coins, and now here's the King of Coins. So there's money. There's definitely money in your future. Here's the Ace of Swords again. That's a bit of a palliative, you know. You know, you can't look. Don't let them kid you. You can buy happiness. You know, you know that. You're old enough to know that, right? You know. The Page of Coins. That's the physical appearance of money. So here's the message I'm getting, is from your what you're going through now. First of all, look to your friends for support. If you're fortunate enough to actually have friends, because this kind of stuff scares people away. Your mind is growing, and you're going to grow financially. That's what's going to be coming, and you're going to be quite successful shortly. That's the Six of Rods. This is, you know, you're going to come out of this with a new way of looking at the world, a new perspective, and you're going to be one of these people who knows how to make money. Are you already like that?
Not really.
Okay. I mean, I'll give you an example. As a guy like this, I won't mention his name, but you know who he is. He had a TV talk show and he just got fired because he was losing. He was getting paid $15 million a year, and he was losing $40 million a year for the company. And he was alienating half of his audience. This is not a person who understands business, you know? So things are not going to go well for that person. I took a look, actually. Now, he's being replaced by a gentleman named Byron Allen, who I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's a billionaire because of his business enterprises. He's been producing movies for years and years and working his butt off and making movies. And a lot of people don't know who he is, but he knows that his job is not to antagonize people. His job is to entertain people.
Yeah.
And Byron Allen is going to become bigger than ever. You watch.
Right.
Now, one last card for you is the Fool. That is an outstanding card. That is the card of the person who has divine protection. That is the card the Romani people consider the person who gets that card, the beloved of God. So you're going through a cesspool right now in life, but you're going to come out. You're going to, the Fool is holding a flower. You're going to come out smelling of roses. You know what I mean? You're going to do just fine. Here's the Judgment card. You're going to get that which is coming to you, you know? For some people in this life, that's a threat, but not for you.
That's good.
Robert, you're going, look, I've got a note here from the producer. Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel. Now, you see, this is a man who knows how to diversify.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's a smart, smart, smart man. And he was a stand-up comic is how he started. And, you know, I spent 10 years around stand-up comics, and they're not all that smart. But the ones who are smart are really smart. So, you know, now, which is the guy we were discussing who just got fired, he was never a stand-up comic. He was an actor playing a stand-up comic. That's a very different thing, you know.
Right.
I mean, I used to have conversations nightly many years ago with Bill Maher, who was an arch conservative in those days. And that was rare, you know, especially among New York comedians. But, they, you know. There you go. It's every, to each his own. So look, you're going to come out fine.
Thank you. Yeah.
Again, I just cut the cards again and got the Fool again. That showed up twice now for you. Good Lord. I never got that one once, you know. So you hang in there, because the good stuff is, as the cliche goes, in the cards. And you're going to do just fine.
Yeah.
Just do what you have to do to get through this now. And if grief inhibits you from doing normal things, get help professionally. Yeah. I mean, I've spoken to a person a couple of times to try to, you know, which is kind of odd because I'm an old man. And I was speaking to somebody like 50 years younger than me, you know, and getting advice, you know, and it's kind of odd, but you know, who am I to judge? She may have an old soul, right? So get help where you can if you need it. Don't be shy. Yeah. You can send me an email anytime. I'm easy to find. Okay.
Great. Okay,
it's been great talking to you, and I especially love that I was delivering good news. So
yes, I really appreciate that. I needed that. Life hang in. Yeah.
Well, Robert, I cut the cards one more time to get you one last card, and it's the card of justice. So again, that goes to the like the other one. You will be getting that which you deserve.
All right, rebalance,
and it'll be good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you,
I will light a white candle to send positive energy your way. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye now. And, you know, the vicissitudes of life, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we deal with. That's what tarot is about. You're listening to Reverend Elliot's Magical Window on the Ask One Radio Network, which specializes in positive energy. That's why I'm here. So I've been here for like 14, 15 years now. And it's ingrained in me, and I love it. I would do this every day if I could. But, you know, we got to let other people do it once in a while, too. Let's go over to Minnesota for Genevieve. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm getting over a pretty bad day. But I'm getting good vibes from everyone I talk to. So I really appreciate that. What can I look at for you tonight?
Well, I guess I've been feeling a little stuck on my journey. I've been on a pretty intense spiritual awakening, healing journey for the last 5 years, and trying to build a spiritual business as a psychic empath and energy healer.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, because I just want to let you know that when you get this off the ground, and notice I did not say if, okay? When you get this off the ground, get in touch with me, and I'll give you a page at my website.
Okay, that would be great.
To promote your endeavor. How's that?
That would be absolutely wonderful. Okay.
So maybe that's a bit of an incentive. Keep that in mind. So anyway, continue, please. He's been doing it 5 years, you know, that sounds like a long time, but you know, it isn't, you know, it's
right.
Goes, time
and
goes
and
by
I do.
So fast.
It does. And just in the last year, has been probably the most intense, out of the five. I left a relationship with a very loving person, but the relationship was sort of holding me back in reaching for my gifts and reaching, you know, to be who I am. And I guess lately I've just been feeling a little stagnant and a little stuck in the you know, the love category and the, you know, the my purpose. And sort of kind of as I continue to expand and grow within myself, you know, kind of losing sight of direction a little bit.
Well, let me tell you what the cards have here. While you were talking, I pulled out some cards. The first card I have is the Ace of Rods, which signifies a new business endeavor, believe it or not. That's these cards are right on the money for you. So it's telling me that you will get the business going. The King of Rods here tells me that you'll master that. Now, the Ten of Swords is here. I had that earlier for someone. That is a card that is nasty looking, but it means that a lot of people think it signifies death, but it doesn't. It signifies that life has thrown some very difficult, bad things at you. But you've survived those, and you're going to get up, and you're going to be just fine. So, in the larger sense, it means the bad times are over. Okay, that means you're either coming to the end of bad times in your life, or you've come to the end of bad times. It's either right around the corner, or you're right in it. And the Star is here, which is hope and optimism. And the Emperor is here, which means that you will master what you're looking to do. So I don't see any negative here. I think that people don't understand that when you want to get into things like this, you have to pay a price. And you've paid the price, wouldn't you say? You know, it's an upheaval in the life. Because we're doing something out of the ordinary, although this kind of stuff that we do was very common once among a lot of people.
Right.
But it's you have to be brutally honest with yourself in order to do this for other people. And that can hurt.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing here is that you will get this going. That's the ace of rods is a new business, you know. That's exactly what you're talking about. One last card for you is the Sun, That's a great card. Yeah. Man, that is healing yeah. and health and growth and joy. You're about to get into all of that. You're about to get just what you need and what you have been working for. So hang in there and realize that the whole point of this is for not just your own good, but the good of humanity. This is why I was joking earlier about charging $85 for every call, because, you know, this is we are ultimately public service workers.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really getting tired of these good cards for you here. You know, this is the world. That's assured success. The next card is the Eight of Cups. That means you're getting from where you want to be, of where you are to where you want to be. That's the path you're on, and you're getting there. Gosh, these cards are reflecting exactly what you said. And the Four That's of beautiful. Rods is happiness and joy and a happy home. Let's put it in the most crass terms. This is going to pay off very well for you. Because you're not That's doing wonderful. It for money. You know, I mean pay off in terms of serenity and in terms of joy and happiness. You know, there's easier ways to make a buck. I've told this story before. I'll tell it again if you don't mind a digression.
Please do.
I once, here in New York City, I just took a walk along Central Park West at the gates of Central Park, and I stopped people and I asked them for money. And a lot of people gave me money. You know, I just total strangers handed me money. And mm-hmm. I went to a church and put it in the poor box. But then a little while later, I went to the same spot at the same time. And I walked in the same path. And I asked people if they would take a moment to listen to me. Not one person stopped. Nobody cared. So wow. I became convinced that of all the things we need in life, money is probably the easiest one to get. I mean, they keep printing the stuff, you know, they keep running it off. Banks keep lending it out to people. When I was a screenwriter, I everything I did was financed by rich people, you know, who wanted to buy their seat at the table of entertainment. You know, mm-hmm. that's one of the things that some people don't understand. Is that a lot of wealthy people, they'll spread that money around. Not in a charity way, although they do that. I'm talking about investing. And I met people so rich, it's mind-boggling. I met a guy in Connecticut who came into Manhattan for lunch every day by yacht. You know, so that's a whole layer of rich that I can't deal with. You know, I can't even comprehend it. So, you know, but you and I and others like us are looking for different kinds of riches. And yeah. you're going to find them. I have found it. And you will, too. I mean, the cards show me that you will start that business. I mean, I said the first thing I got was the Ace of Rods. There's a King of Coins. That's, again, the person who can master the money. So, you know, there's money involved. So, you know, you don't shy away from money, you know, but it's not worth making it your whole life. I knew a guy, a wonderful, funny guy who passed away years ago, who used to pronounce from a stage, he'd just say, money is great, but it's not worth working for. And he was a philosopher, in a way. He was a comedic philosopher. He did very well in life on meager income, but it was what he needed. It's all he needed. You know, the people mm-hmm. who wrote for David Letterman used to consult him. So, you know, that's high praise. So, you know, keep my offer in mind. You know, you can find me anywhere by looking up online Reverend Elliot's Magical Window or Reverend Elliot or magic-works.com, magic-works.com. And when you're ready, we'll communicate, and I will give you a page at my on my website. Okay, that's
that
a promise.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I have a web page that's up and running, and you know I do.
Yeah, well,
offerings and things.
Yeah, well, you can use the page on my website to direct people to yours. You know, it's that simple. You know, it couldn't hurt, right?
Sure. Absolutely. I will find you.
Okay. Some people have done that. They have taken advantage of that. So keep it in mind. I'm going to see if I can get a couple more calls in before the end. But it's been delightful speaking to you. And it's such positivity in these cards. I'm going to cut the cards one more time. Here, there's the Two of Cups. That's a card that means new romance is coming. You may not be ready for that, but there it is, right? It's in the cards. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now. And now we're going to go to Australia, halfway around the world and back. Well, more than halfway around the world is less than halfway around the world from the other direction. It's Kotia in Victoria. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Kotia, how are you?
Yes, hi. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of good energy from the people tonight. So what can I look at for you?
Good.
Yeah, that's a benefit.
When am I going to meet someone? That's my question.
To meet someone? Well, you know,
yeah,
the world's crawling. The world's crawling with people.
Oh, yeah, I don't meet them.
Yeah, get out there and say hello to the people. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what the cards have to say about that. Well, this is a card that is the result of meeting somebody. It's the Four of Rods. That's a happy home, and it shows a couple and flowers. And so, yeah, you know. Now, here's a card that this is the third time tonight I've gotten for somebody. That's the Ten of Swords. That means the bad times are over. And that's followed again, and I shuffled these. The World, which is a card meaning assured success. So you're going to be fine. It's coming. You are going to meet somebody. Now look at this. Oh gosh, this is beautiful. The Six of Cups is here. Cups are romance and affairs of the heart. And that means that you may run into somebody who you were involved with many years ago. Or I shouldn't say many because I don't know how old you are. I did that one time and I upset somebody. Somebody from way back in your past. You said, how old do you think I am? You know, but, you know, this could be an early romance that could be rekindled, which that's what the Six of Cups is. There's a possibility. But you see, the next card is, again, it blows my mind when I keep getting this for people because I've never gotten it for myself. Is the Fool, which is the card of the person who is the beloved of the deity, the beloved of God. That means you have divine spiritual protection. Now, I had this card just a moment ago for the previous person, and now I have it for you. It's the Two of Cups. Two of Cups means, you ready for, you sitting down? Two of Cups means, the Two of Cups means you're going to meet somebody new and there'll be a romance. Exactly what you asked. Now, according to this, did you recently have a bad relationship with somebody?
Oh, years ago.
Okay, because, you know, well, you see, because I got the Three of Swords here, and that's a sword pierced with a heart pierced with swords, and it's crying.
Yeah.
The symbolism is obvious, you know, it's sadness from a relationship. But it's telling me that even though it was some time ago, it still is resonating within you. You still feel the pain of that, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about the next card, because this is just sometimes these cards spell out a complete story, and it's shocking how they do that. Two of Cups means you're going to meet somebody. There's a lot of potential to that.
Okay, yep.
Three of Swords means you're still carrying pain from a previous relationship. Six of Swords means it shows a person propelling a little boat from rough waters to calm waters. That means that you are moving yourself from rough waters to calm waters. You're moving yourself from where you are now to where you want to be. And you're going to be successful at that. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the lingering pain because here I have the Wheel of Fortune, which means change is coming into your life. And the change, what is the nature of the change? The Ace of Cups. Cups are romance, and the aces are the beginning. See, these cards are telling me that there is romance in your immediate future, which is followed by the Hierophant, which is the symbol of marriage. Now, you know, you may not want to get married, but it's a possibility.
Okay,
well, this is what that card is. When people ask about romance and the Hierophant comes up, it means you're going to enter a relationship that's going to result in marriage. And the Temperance card is here. That means it'll be wonderfully balanced. It will bring great balance to your life. This is just a great story these cards are telling. And you are in for a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ride. And it all begins with that Two of Cups, where you're going to meet somebody, okay? Now,
all right, hope you soon. Thank you.
You can go to askoneradio.com at the archive and listen to this if it starts wearing off, because this is one of the most wonderful readings I've ever gotten for somebody, and the whole story is there. You're going to meet, you're going to erase the heartache, you're going to have progress, that's the boat, you're going to, it's going to result in happiness and marriage, and balance in your life. This is the whole nine yards. So you're going to do well, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
And let's see if we can get one more call in before we go. Victoria, right here in New York, in Brooklyn. Hi, Victoria. You're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing better than when I started. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well.
Well, let's see if we can make that a little better. What can I look at for you?
I would say love and work, if that's possible.
Of course it's possible. Anything is possible, and those are things that people look at all the time. So let's see which one shows up first, or if they both do. We have people who combine those, and they end up in jail, but, you know, that's... what can I tell you?
Yeah, that gets a little crazy, I'm sorry.
I'm shuffling it up for you. I've got a good amount of time here. I had this card for somebody earlier, just before you, in terms of romance. It's the possibility of meeting somebody you were involved with early in your life. You know, I'm not making it sound like you're an ancient person, but, you know, there may have been somebody you were involved, one of your first romances may come back. These are excellent cards I want you to know about here. Because the Four of Rods, I have that too all day today. Happy home. The world, assured success. The Ten of Swords, the bad times are over. Here's a card I haven't gotten very often. I don't think I got it at all tonight, is the Eight of Rods. That means that this is coming to you now. It's on the way. The Ten of Cups is the happiest card in the deck. And that shows a happy family. And I'm not getting much here about work, but I'm sure as heck getting stuff about love and romance, and it's all of the best cards in the deck. Now, here's another one. This is the Four of Cups. That shows a hand coming out of a cloud, and you don't see it. The symbolism here is that there's somebody who's interested in you who hasn't made it known. So see if you can spot that in your circle of acquaintances and friends. Because... this card keeps coming up. It's the sun. It's health and healing and growth and happiness. Right now, I'm not getting anything about work, but emotionally, romantic emotion stuff seems to be more important in your life, and it's going to come to a splendid conclusion. Here's the Ace of Coins, so that tells me that there's going to be a new income stream in your life. So if you're looking for a new job, you may be getting a job that pays better, or you may find something that pays better. So it's as soon as I tell you that the cards are not answering the question, it answers that question. These cards are sarcastic, you know. But here's the Nine of Cups. You're going to be emotionally very happy and very satisfied. That's the Nine of Cups. There's a warning with that card that people are going to be envious. You'll be so happy. Now, warnings like that we can live with, wouldn't you say? I think you're, according to these cards, the Two of Cups, that's the one that's, you see, notice how often cups are coming up. That means you're going to meet somebody new. So you'll either be getting involved with somebody from years ago, or you'll meet somebody new, or both. Your plate will be quite full. I think that romantically, you're on the cusp of something new. That's what the eight of rods is saying. It's on the way. It's right here almost. So this is going to be very good for you. So keep an eye out, because like I said, there's somebody out there who's interested in you. I just cut the cards and got that again. And here's the Ten of Cups. The cups again. That is the happiest card in the deck. Here's the Ace of Cups. That means the beginning of romance. I think you're going to be fine. Okay. If you want any follow up, just send me an email at asktarot@earthlink.net, or you can find me on the web anywhere. You just look up Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. If you want to know how this progresses, I'll be happy to do some follow up. Look, the Page of Cups. That's the actual physical appearance of a new romance. You're doomed. You're going to be doomed to happiness and a good relationship. Okay? Here, the Lovers. What more do you want? Right? But if you as time progresses, and these things start to fade from the mind, which they do, just drop me an email, and I won't charge you. I'll just look at a few more cards for you. Okay, that's a gift, because you have such a bright future. All right.
Thank you.
I've got to run. I've only got a minute and a half left, but I'm glad I was able to speak to you, Victoria. Bye bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Fellow New Yorker, right? so long now. And that's it for this edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. We'll be back again next week to look through the magical window and see what's going on in your life and in the world. And until then, remember, time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Bye-bye now.